Triple M Footy lives on Listener, thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Getting our nose right in there and having a good sniff around the Monday Scrum.
Welcome, Scrummagers. Adam Peacock alongside Brent Redd and Aaron Woods. Woodsy, how are you, mate? You've got a different view to Reedy today. You're usually really close to each other. James Graham's not with us. But what can you see on that side that I can't really pick up on this side?
Well, firstly, I asked to be away, further away from Reedy since he's a dirty Queenslander. But he's got a bit of makeup under his eye.
No makeup, mate.
I haven't seen you wear that sort of size glasses for a long time. What's happened, Reed man?
I just got a bit feisty at the weekend over 45 soccer, and I copped a sly elbow.
Is that at soccer?
In the
no,
eye,
no,
yeah.
No heated
so I got a
clashes.
Black eye.
No heated clashes at the game or anything.
I was heated. Don't
wasn't
worry.
Quite Chester Hill, Barella Bears type.
No,
action.
It didn't get like that. No, yeah. Not far.
It was 1-on-1.
Yeah. Anyway, you got me. I deserved it. I was into him.
Yeah.
Still gave him a bath.
Big
though.
Blues fan, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
Hang on a minute. What was the end score?
No, we lost 3-2.
Thank you. You didn't give anyone anything.
Lots of drama, though. They're over 45s, had a whole
so
lot of
so he couldn't win a game and walks out with a black eye.
Had a whole
eye.
Lot
that's
of ringings from the over 35 team. It was an outrage.
Stop
anyway,
it. Stop
forget
it,
about
man.
That.
Yeah, you sound like us last week, New South Wales.
Exactly,
blowing
yes.
Up about blowing up.
Let's
anyway,
talk about
must
that.
Must have been
that's
a selection of Reed being in the team. That's why they're blowing up.
I will compliment you today, though, Reedy. Usually on a Monday, you're last one here and very late. You were early today, so
yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I had to make up for
he was
weekend.
Early today, but where was he on the weekend?
I had to make up for Sunday.
What happened?
Well, I was a bit late to the sideline.
Why
at,
were you late,
Central
Reed?
Coast. Well, I had duties, Channel 9 duties.
Oh, you said double dip.
I had to be on inside
dip,
the 10 on Channel
dip,
9.
A couple invoices.
Well, I spoke to Charlie about it. I said, mate, I might be a little late. Charlie said, that's fine. Get there when you can.
Well, you get there for second half
so
of the
So I raced
game.
Up the highway.
It was 12
risking life
when you got there.
It was. No, it was actually, I think I just walked in as it was 6 and I had to set the gear up.
Oh, okay.
But I was walking into the game and some guy's gone, I heard some pundit go, oh, the Roosters have scored. So I walked in the game and Tony Chalmers, you know, the producer
yep,
from
TC.
Fox. I said, TC, you scored for the Roosters. He said, mate, have a look at the scoreboard. It's 6-0.
You idiot.
I said, oh, yeah, good point.
Oh, mate, one of your greats.
Anyway, I got there. It was all good fun.
Welcome. Good day of footy yesterday, the Sunday games, but highlighted by one incident and one incident only, Nathan Cleary pinging his hamstring.
Oh, yeah.
So it looks like 6 weeks. That's the early word, which is trouble for not only game two, but game three as well. I've got it in three for the 7 jersey for New South Wales.
Who's that?
Reynolds.
Yep.
Hines.
Yep.
Moses.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you.
Chuck and Walker in there as well, or not for 7 for Origin?
Well, I've seen more of a 6.
Yeah,
so.
7.
I think Luai keeps his spot. Are we in agreement there?
Well, he's played well, yeah. I don't think he's done it, unless they go with combinations.
I don't think he deserves to lose his spot, but I wouldn't think he's a certainty,
well,
given the change at halfback.
What's the combo then that you would go, like, okay, change to 7 out of necessity and 6 because
well,
you feel
so,
like it?
There's so many options, like, because you could go Reynolds, the game manager, let Hines float like he does at Cronulla.
I don't mind that idea.
Yeah, and the other thing with Reynolds too is that he plays with a lot of those Brisbane players.
Yep.
You know, he knows what Flegler's like, Carrigan. You know, he's been around Cobbo. He knows what they're like under the high ball, what kicks that probably could tip him over the edge. So he's got a great kicking game. He can manage a game really well. As you can see, you know, when he plays for Brisbane, they're a miles better side than when he's out of that side.
They need a calm. I think they need a calm and experienced head up there.
Yeah, and he's been there before.
Yeah,
sorry.
I was going to say it'll be manic up there.
Oh, it'll be crazy.
And I just think it'd be a bit unfair on Nico to make him the halfback in that environment in that game. I think it's a lot to ask of him. I mean, I know he's won a Dally M and
you know
he's
what,
played
Reedy,
last game, but geez, you're asking a lot of him,
especially after you know getting 12 minutes. Your first impact in the game, your first involvement, you miss a tackle, it leads to a try, and there's. You've seen the footage. He was filthy afterwards, and then compound that with a loss against the Broncos. Like, it wasn't he started off well in that game, but then his second half was, you know, they just couldn't ice it at the back end of the game.
I mean, I just think it'd be a bit unfair on him. I just think the scene's set for Adam to.
So you're saying don't pick Nico at all?
No, I don't think you should make him the 7, make him the guy to be in charge of the team. If you're going to play him 6, that's fine, because then the pressure's not all on his shoulders.
So you reckon Rissol or Luai?
No, I'm a bit torn, Woodsy, because I think Luai played quite well. But I reckon if you're going to go with Reynolds, I think, throw Nico in there. Yeah, I think Rissol Luai, the more I think about it. And I think Mitch is really unlucky, to be fair, because Mitch was, you know, Mitch, the one Origin game Mitch played, he played with a broken back, and I thought he played
that,
really well. So
and it was sort of a dead rubber,
I just think it's made for Reynolds.
I'd have Mitch in there.
I love Mitchell.
Defensively, he's won hold up.
Yep.
Kicking game, very similar to Nathan in what he can do with the kicking game, which is one of the most important things, is it not, Woodsy, in an Origin?
It's huge. And he's got a huge boot. And that's a lot of time keeps Parramatta in the games. And
you look at Cherry with his boot.
The thing with Mitchell as well is it's like you look at Cherry, right? So Cherry knows what his best attributes are. You know, there's no ego there. He knows that the big players are tend to come off Walsh, come off Munster. He just knows the right times to give him the ball for that opportunity. And Mitch is like that as well. Mitch knows that if he gets more ball to Latrell, if Latrell's playing, gets early pill to Tommy, you know, if Hines is there, give him more, you know, more involvement. He doesn't overplay his hand. His main go-to is his kicking game.
Mm.
And if we can rely on that, and Mitch is also a really good short side player. He counts numbers really well. He takes on the short side and deceptively really quick. People underestimate how good his running game is.
No offense to Adam Reynolds, nothing against Nico Hines, who's a fabulous player. It's just finding the right fit. I just think Mitch is the easiest, the least disruption with the most strengths going into the type of contest it's going to be.
I could live with Mitch quite easily. I just don't think you should put Nico in there.
The other thing is,
I just don't think it's fair. But Reynolds or Mitch, I don't have an issue with either of them.
You have to find a spot for Nico.
And a lot of people are saying the combination with Tedesco getting in the road a lot, Mitch has played a lot of footy with Teddy. Mm. So they understand each other's games. They know how to play with each other. And I don't think he'll get in the road. Look, I said it on Saturday on the Saturday scrum we're on. I just personally think we played too much like Penrith, you know. And we had Luai stick to the left, you know. Cleary was allowed to rove either side of the ruck. Mm-hmm. And then they want Teddy to stick on the right. It just doesn't work with Tedesco.
No.
Tedesco's an involvement type player. He's not a one that's going to create something from nothing, like sort of with shape. He's one that's going to create something from nothing.
Which I can't understand, especially the way Isaiah and his strengths. I mean, we saw it again last night and it was close to the line. But Isaiah Yeo is the king of running to the line and either playing a late ball or getting poking his nose through.
My thing with the New South Wales forwards as well, they didn't understand. He runs overs a lot. And then as he goes into the line, he skips out. He will never skip down, and a lot of time it takes away your lead runner, so they need to start a bit wider.
Yep.
And it sort of just suffocated him. And then Queensland, what we call, they just put a lot of inside pressure on him. Mm-hmm. And his pass was useless.
Mm.
Not useless, but it was just...
Wasn't as effective as what it is for Penrith. It wasn't
because, Pengai Juniors, the Hasses, they don't play with him week in, week out.
Mm.
Whereas Fisher, Harris, Leota, mate, that's their big play, as you saw with Leota. He just kept pushing through and got a try last night to win him the game.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? They've got to adapt to him, Woodsy, or he's got to adapt to them?
Well, it depends. I don't know what style of footy we're playing. What it depends on what the coaches wants to pick. Originally, I would have thought maybe we start Murray at lock, but then now he's gone down with the groin injury, and he's in doubt for this game.
So are you saying that maybe they don't know what style of footy they're playing? Is that part of the issue?
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay. See, I had an issue with the way they used Tom as well. I'll always have an issue.
They didn't get him early ball.
Well, they had Tyson Frizzell, who was outstanding in the game. He didn't do anything wrong.
But they didn't get past him.
But he didn't pass the ball to Tom, I don't think, once in the game. Whereas if you have Cam Murray on an outside there, you have half a chance of Cam going to the line.
But that's also Tedesco hanging on the right, which he wasn't there. So the only play they had was to give Tyson Frizzell for a hit up. You know, so that's the Penrith style. Whereas they got Dylan Edwards there, and he links up and finds, you know, the outside, who is it, Targo or Crichton. Yeah. So they get a lot of ball.
It's confusing.
Yeah. The upshot is they've got massive problems, and Queensland's probably going to go to a 2-0 series lead.
And
that's the upshot. That's what I'm
and
hearing.
And we're off to Mr. Wong's, thanks to Woodsy.
And we're off to Mr. Wong's.
Mate, I'm not worried about it at
Actually,
all.
Actually, listen to you, Woodsy. I'm now going to Mitch. I'm on the Mitch Moses train.
I've
talked me into Mitch. Yeah.
And the other one is the boys. The other one that you haven't spoken about, Latrell Mitt was back. He's back
for
this
back.
Game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He will be back.
I'm telling you now, his presence, it gives.
Of course.
I'm telling you, Queensland grew a league. Mate, imagine him up against Hemiso Tabio Fadeau.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, I'm with you. When Latrell was ruled out, I was doing cartwheels.
Yeah, mate, I think you weren't the only one. You weren't the only one.
Because he's the one man who can...
What's the opposite of a cartwheel? That's what I was doing. I was filthy.
Worm. Badly. Bad worm.
I was in a fetal position on the ground.
Woodsy does the worm, don't you? Woodsy, every now and then?
Bad worm where you hit your chin. You don't get up.
But he is he's the biggest star in the game. He's an out-and-out difference maker. So the minute he was ruled out, I mean, the scales tipped immeasurably towards Queensland. And he'll be back, and that'll balance him out again.
Queensland, no issues out of the weekend for them. They'll have that same
compliment. Joe Arrow's gone.
Yeah,
Joe Arrow's gone for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So,
Reece Walsh will fit through the door with the head he's got now.
Tommy Gilbert won't be there either, obviously.
Yes, mate,
true. So we'll miss a couple.
And he obviously only played 11, 12 minutes, or whatever it was, but, mate, he's an outstanding player. He's going to be a huge loss. I love his energy. you know, just he's a competitor. He's an effort. He sums up what the Dolphins are at the moment. He's just an absolute competitor.
I thought Jai had a great game too, actually. So I think they'll miss Jai Arrow as well.
So who's on the radar then for those particular positions?
Got obviously Capewell.
Corey Horsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Corey Horsburgh. There's another one I can't think of. Oh, Jeremiah Nano came back at the weekend.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So I would have thought he'd be in the mix.
Yeah, 100%. And he played really well too.
Yeah, I didn't
see that.
You're
not lacking there, are you?
No, we've got a few back rowers. We're right in the back row department.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine maybe Nano comes back in and then maybe Horsburgh. Or Capewell, one of the two of them.
Does Freddie call Jack Whiten and said, you sure?
I'd love to see it.
I think he's got options. I don't think he needs to.
Hmm.
You know, I think he's got, we mentioned them before, Reynolds, Hines, Mitch.
You know, I agree with you. It just depends what side he's going to pick.
Yeah.
And who he's going to go with. Like, he could have, there could be, there's so many different sets of combos. Like,
well, it sounds like they need to work out what style of footy they're
exactly
going to play, Woodsy.
Yeah, but you could have Luai, Moses, you could have Walker, Moses, you could have Moses, Reynolds. You know, there's so many. Hines, and then you could go Hines, Reynolds. You could go Luai. Just like you said, it's the style of footy they want to play, that's with who they're going to pick.
Yeah.
I changed the bench as well. I put Damian Cook on the bench.
Well, I think it showed think that we needed him there, didn't it?
Yeah.
I think he has to play.
Like, no disrespect. Appy was awesome. I thought he played really well, but it just looked like that back end of the game, he just looked like a little bit fatigued.
You get more out of Appy with less.
Yeah, and then maybe if we had have got Cookie, you know, either side of half time when we couldn't get those tries, we're getting a couple, like we're winning the ruck at that time, and just go, Cookie, your job is to run.
So that means Hines either starts or he's gone.
Well, that's what we were calling for. Like, it's no disrespect to Hines. Not saying that he had a poor performance. It's just like, how do we get him in the game from utility value position? And if Tommy doesn't get injured in that game, does Nico play?
Another thing about Damian Cook, sorry, Reedy, is that I noticed that Woodsy, you might be able to tell me what it's like to defend against. So you're down on the line, which New South Wales were a lot towards the back end of that game. Damian Cook has got one of the best 25-metre passes across the face that, I don't know, what does it do, Woodsy? It stretches out the defensive line.
Yeah, the pass just beats four or five defenders. You know, you could be cramped up around the ruck and just gets a perfect pass. You know, we're saying off air about Blake Brayley. They've got that, you know, that, the attribute where they can just get it straight there to their halves, right in front where they need it on the run.
On the run.
And then they just burn four or five defenders just with the pass.
Mm.
And then it just suffocates the outside defense in the back rower, the winger, the 5'8", the center and the winger. They got to jam in and it just creates an extra number.
Mm.
And so, you've got Latrell out there probably in game two, right?
That's it. Yeah.
Makes it even more threatening.
Mm. You sound like you're worried all of a sudden.
Yeah, not concerned at all. Might be a problem.
By the way, the bet, I mentioned Mr. Wong's before, so the bet is still on, guys, is it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I'm still quietly confident.
For sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Are you sure?
100%.
Okay. So the bet is that the losing New South Wales for Woodsy, Reedy for Queensland, the losing person has to buy not only the other one, but the whole crew here at the Monday Scrum. They're gonna run in from everywhere. Anyone who's
Reedy's come in giggling and all that, he's happy they're up 1-0.
Can we clarify, once Queensland wins the second game, do we have to wait till after the series is over? Or can we
we can go then.
Okay, good.
It's just whoever wins the series.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good. Okay. I'll make a booking.
Charlie's laughing. He comes in once a month to do this show. He's in.
Oh, is he invited?
Yeah,
oh,
Owen's in, who's not here today.
There's four or five staff at the back showing their hands up. They're happy too.
Wendell will be up.
No, that's Wendell. He's got to shoot the rush hour, so we don't want him. No, thank you.
Hey, guys, club footy. Roosters, Teddy's performance. Looked a great atmosphere up there, Reedy, when you eventually got there. Central Coast, 20,000 people. They always do well with crowds up there.
Yeah.
When they take an NRL game, they're good atmosphere. Yeah.
It's huge. It's mad ground.
Great ground.
There's more
deck.
Bulldogs fans here, to be honestly.
Really?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Well,
they had that young kid debut too.
Khaled Rajab, yeah. So he had about 100 there himself.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That was must win, though, for the Roosters.
Oh, huge for them. Huge for them. You know, they've been so disappointing of late, but, you know, and they looked in real trouble at 12-0 down after what?
Oh, yeah.
Well, when did I walk in? 15 minutes. So 12-0 down after 15 minutes. They looked in serious trouble. But yeah, it was a good game. Really high. I thought it was really, especially the opening 25, 30 minutes, really high quality stuff.
You ain't seen 10 of it.
Yeah, I know. But it sounded like high quality. And when I was in there, it looked good. And yeah, they just needed a win. It didn't matter how they won. They just needed to win.
Yeah.
And they did that. And they're still in, they're not that far off the pace.
They're in the eighth. Yeah. Oh, no, they're ninth.
Well, I think they're on a share of.
They are eighth. I think they jumped the Titans for and against.
So, the top four's within reach. They can string a few wins together.
You know what the best thing about that game was? Just Tedesco's bounce back. You know, a lot of people question him, and The funny thing is he's played 20 Origins. He's had 19 blinders. Yeah. He has one. It still wasn't even a really poor performance. Like, he still ran for 200 plus metres. Yeah. It's just that sticking
it's
point.
It's poor
of,
by his standard, though. That's the problem, right, Woodsy?
That's it. But everyone is used to him scoring two tries or setting up. And all we remember is, oh, he should have passed it to Addo Carr. If he passes that, you know, a lot of people, I can't believe all these people calling for him to get axed. They're kidding themselves. They don't know nothing about footy.
Tell you what it is, Woodsy. New South Wales fans last week were like, they got a massive tax bill. So then the rest of their life becomes just a like, get angry
yeah,
at everything.
Exactly right. And just blame.
Like, just blame everything. Just do stupid shit. Like 100%. Blame the kids for doing something that they didn't do. And
it was
like,
still, yeah, it was, mate, it was still a good performance. But then to see him back it up yesterday, I think he ran for nearly 200 metres. Mm. You know, two great tries. He had a really good try assist for young Junior Plaga off the bench.
Yep.
He just handled himself so well. If he doesn't play that game, Roosters don't even get close.
Yeah.
It's the old chestnut, isn't it, though? You don't knock a champion because they'll get you.
Well, no, you look like an idiot if you... Yeah.
And knocking him was...
That's why I'm so happy Queensland are just into us about Tedesco, because game two is going to be outstanding.
Like Queensland knew about Tedesco. Yeah. It was New South Wales that was in you about Tedesco.
Everyone is.
It was your own fans.
But everyone is.
Your own critics.
I think you were too, weren't you?
No, I backed him.
Oh.
Said it was an outrage. Ridiculous. Insanity.
You don't want to knock a champion, do you?
I don't want to poke the bear, baby.
That's it.
Poke the bear.
There's a big bear coming back
there.
Too.
I mean, he was never not going to be there. It was ridiculous.
Some of those were ridiculous. Yeah.
Dogs, what did you make of them?
They're getting better. They're showing signs that they're going the right direction.
They're not winning, but.
They're not winning, but, you know, you add Steve Crichton to that mix next year.
Gun.
You know, there's all the talk about Benny Hunt, that they're hovering around Benny Hunt.
Are they a chance of getting Benny Hunt?
I don't think so. I think it's a bit unrealistic, would you, just because...
Well, Ben Hunt's on at least minimum 800.
Yep.
They haven't got that cap space to get him, surely.
I think they've got space, yeah.
Wow.
But I think the issue is the Dragons don't want him to go. They've got into a contract that's got no out clause, and the new coach isn't going to want to lose Ben Hunt.
You're a marquee man.
So it's unreal. I just think it's unrealistic to think it will happen.
Reed Marnie... I mean, if he plays the rest of the game yesterday, I'm not sure.
They win.
Sitting here talking about a Dogs loss, another tight Dogs loss. But, yeah, you get the feeling that they're building and this is the rejuvenation year that they always planned for.
Serrato did say that. Like, we're not, like, don't expect us to be top four.
Mm.
And Gus was saying that as well. Like, you know, eight's probably a great year,
mm.
but they're still got to build. And you look at the injury toll they've had too, like, Thompson,
well, they started the year with no middles. No,
Thompson, Kikau's still out. That's two huge middles, two internationals. You know, Kikau was their marquee man. And
they're a different team when he plays too, Kikau.
Mate, that left edge is unbelievable. And, you know, even Thompson, leg speed around the ruck in the middle. Mate, they've been without him. Max King's had a few in and out. It was good to see Ryan Sutton back yesterday.
Yep.
So, mate, they just can't. That middle, if they can keep a couple of their steady heads there, I think they'll be... You know, a lot better, and the position on the ladder will be a lot different.
Now, it's early in the rundown today, but I think I can hear the postman in the distance. His little motorbike, a little two-stroke. Here we go.
Read about it. Read about it. Reedy's mail.
Are they two-stroke motorbikes? The postman?
Two-strokes?
Are they? They sound like it.
It'd be four-stroke, wouldn't they? Two-strokes. No, anyway.
There's a lawnmower. It sounds like a lawnmower
sometimes.
Whatever's
the cheapest petrol.
Anyway, while we're talking about the Bulldogs,
yes.
Obviously Reed Marnie looks like he'll miss. He'll have to stand down for 11 days. The Cat one. Interesting, Kyle Flanagan. I spoke to him yesterday before the game. Kyle, he's a lovely kid.
Hang
Kyle
on a minute.
Flanagan.
How did you speak to him before the game? Did you get him
on the
phone?
He was hovering around in the sheds.
You weren't even there.
You weren't there before the game.
Oh, sorry, after the game. I saw him on the sideline. I lie. I saw him at half time. So it was during the game.
Yeah.
So you weren't getting the coach's address at half time?
No, I was waiting for him. Anyway, I bumped into Kyle. He's been playing, obviously, hooker in reserve grade for about the past, I think it's the past five games. You know, he's obviously enjoying the experience. And it looks like he will come in this week for, he'll replace Reed Marnie. Cameron Cirillo spoke about it after the game and said, look, he's been working hard and he deserves an opportunity. I looked up his stats, actually, since he's played there. Five games he's had there, he's averaged over 40 tackles a game. And those five games, he's had six try assists. So
he's a good kid, mate.
He's been pretty busy.
He cops a lot of flack from a lot of people. I had him at Cronulla and I got along with him really well. Mate, he trains hard. Like, he's one of those young kids that just, he'll do anything. Sits in the review, sits in the preview, just loves footy. You know, speaking to his old man, he said he's been playing hooker the last few weeks, and he said he's actually enjoyed it.
It's been good to learn a new position. And
so he's not just stuck to halfback. And from all reports, I spoke to a couple of mates at the Dogs, and mate, they reckon he's going really well. So interesting to see how he goes when he gets opportunity.
Well, it's important for him as well because he's off contract at the end of the year, and he has a deal for next year as well. So if he can get out there in the next this weekend and show he you know, he can play nine and do a good job of it, mm-hmm. then I'm sure he's going to come on somebody's radar because there's plenty of clubs that need a guy who can play halves and nine as well. So he'd be perfect for them. Speaking of which, another guy who's sort of got a, off contract at the end of the year, Dane Laurie. I checked in today on his situation. Looks like the Tigers are happy to let him go. Mm.
They've got the dream at the back now, don't they?
Yeah, and and potentially before.
What a signing.
When is it? Is the deadline back to June 30? I meant to make a call before I got here. Anyway,
I was lucky
the mid-season deadline. You were, yeah. So I think don't be surprised to see Dane Laurie potentially move before the cut-off date because the Tigers have basically said, you know, there's not a deal here for you next year.
Is he even in the 21 lately?
No, but apparently he played six in reserve grade on the weekend and absolutely killed
it. Yeah, I've seen him a couple of times play 5'8". Yeah. He looks like a first grader out there with reserve graders.
I reckon a club to look at for him is Parramatta. Now, I'm not judging what's going on with Dylan Brown or where that's going to head, but...
Well, they've said they need a fullback.
The situation with Dylan Brown's shown that there are, you know, the halves is an area where, since they let Jake Arthur go, they need some backup there, some depth. So a guy like Dane Laurie would seem perfect for that.
Just on Dylan, there's no point in talking about it because we don't know what's going on. He's in court on Wednesday, I think. Yeah. So we'll just leave that and park that until let the law deal with it the law's dealt with it.
Yeah,
No.
So Dane Laurie, he's one to look at in the next few weeks, I reckon. He'd be a handy pickup for a footy team right now. Mm. And finally, the Dragons. Look, I mean, obviously a lot of talk about their contracts with their players. We spoke about Ben Hunt a bit earlier. The news has come out that looks like Jack DeBellin's on the verge of a new deal there. Right, he's got an option for next year. Looks like he'll rather than take up the option, he'll sign a new deal extension there. They've re-signed Michele Ravalawa. He signed an extension there.
Oh, did he? Oh, wow. Yeah, that's awesome for him.
So he had an option for next year. Rather than take up the option, they've extended his contract out. And there's a young kid there named Heath Stewart. Do you know him?
No. Would
you? He's a young kid. The Dolphins were mad keen on trying to sign him. They've kept him as well, extended him out. So, you know, it's been a lot of doom and gloom around the Dragons of late and what's going on there and the fact that players are waiting to see what happens with the coach. But there's three blokes that they've managed to retain and keep it extend out, even though they haven't resolved the coaching situation.
Do you reckon
situation.
That's a problem with why Riles didn't go there? Like, they're signing players now without
knowing what the future's
going to be?
I don't think so. I think it was some other things stopped Riles taking that job.
Yeah, asking, mate.
Just the instability and concerns that it was a big job. Well, I think he... Look, the board gets a lot of bad raps for being unable to work together, but they're able to work together on Rolsey. They reached it because the appointment of a coach has got to be unanimous.
I thought it was crazy because some journos just declared him his home. And then,
I might have been one of them.
Yeah.
I
didn't want to mention
any
names.
He was home on Monday. He changed his mind on Tuesday.
He watched you on 360.
Well, they thought they had him on Monday.
He's not a rookie
head coach.
They
thought it was a done deal. Yeah, I know. But... obviously now they're working for a shortlist. One of your men's, I believe, on it, Shane Flanagan.
He gets linked everywhere.
It looks like he's in the mix again. We'll see
how that
plays
out. So
they
want to go for a senior coach now?
Well, I think they're weighing that up now, would you? But I imagine that, you know, obviously the Riles one took a bit of time.
Yep.
My sense is now they want to get it done really quickly if they can.
But they shouldn't rush into this. This is the problem they had already. They had one target and he's knocked it back. Now they're back to square one.
Yeah, but the problem is the longer it drags on, they've got to appoint a head of football. They've got to do player contracts. There's a lot
but the
of...
other thing as well is, I've heard there's talk that they want to get Flano for a couple of years, then bring in Dean Young.
I don't get that.
I don't think Flano would be happy doing something like that. Like, what if he goes outstanding? That's exactly right. Like, what, does he get resold after 2 years?
It doesn't work. That never works. Ever. It happened in AFL.
You're asking me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're the journo.
Well, I don't know. I think Flano would love a chance to coach in the NRL again. If it means that he's got to groom someone to take over from him down the track, then, you know, it's an opportunity to show what he can do again. And if he does a good job, he'll get a job somewhere else. So, you know, I don't think he'd be completely opposed to it.
What's happening in the Dolphins, isn't it? With Christian Wolf, he definitely takes
Sheensy,
over after 2 years.
Sheensy and Benji.
Yeah, so, I mean, it happens at other clubs.
Haven't the Tigers, by the way, kind of found their groove and they got beat? And they
was a bludger for 68 minutes, wasn't it?
But when they started to do things the way that they
Buller?
Can do things.
Jerome Buller.
I love him.
Unbelievable. What a player they've unearthed there.
It was against 12 men, though, wasn't it, from memory?
It was.
But that's, you got it. New South Wales couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Okay. What about what about finding the key to Luke Brooks? Give him the ball on a quick play, the ball. And run because he's one of the quick. This is not
been
talked about
for
enough.
Years.
He is
for
one
years.
Of the quickest players in the NRL. Correct.
His best attribute is his running game.
Yeah,
you need to generate quick ruck speed and then let Brooksy go.
Surely he will get a deal somewhere.
I think he should. Yeah, I think even Tigers, the way that they're playing at the moment, it looks like that everyone's bought into what they want to do. You know, first few rounds at the start of the year, there was no cohesion with their attack. There's no combination because Brooksy spent half the preseason out with a calf. So did Appy. Mm. Appy come late after the World Cup. Now they're all gelling with each other. They're actually believing what the systems are, and then they're getting reward out of it.
Yeah. What do you make of Ricky's?
Loved it.
I was there for it. It was outstanding.
Who were the Muppets? Who were the ones?
It was Cooper Cronk.
Was it? He's called Cooper Cronk a Muppet.
Because Cooper had a shot at that. Well, he didn't have a shot.
Cooper said, I wouldn't like to stand down as a player.
So it was, that's the suggestion it was aimed at.
Suggestion.
Amongst others, Cooper Cronk.
Wow.
So there's a feud. There's a new feud in rugby league.
You should ask him, how's the relationship with Sammy Walker? Like, just throw it on the back burner.
Oh, yeah.
Stiggy wouldn't care.
No, he wouldn't. No.
But you know what? It was Stiggy's decision. So he lives by the sword, dies by the sword.
Cooper's the most non-hot take person I think there is in the media.
Oh, mate, you'd be surprised.
Oh, he says what he thinks, but he doesn't do it to get a few clicks and get things going and have an argument for the sake of having an argument. Well, just because he's a Queenslander.
Why are you rolling your eyes, Woodsy?
He's a good bloke. I'll play with him. He's a champion.
I loved it, though, from Ricky.
That's awesome. You want to see what people think and what they say.
I'll tell you what he has done this year at that club is amazing.
What was it? 1-4? Mate, we interviewed Don Ferner on the weekend. Yep. And we just asked him, like, do you get rattled or do you get nervous before Ricky has a press conference, especially after something happens in the game? He goes, I tend to try to say, Sticky, just calm down, go down. We don't want to be paying a fine.
Can I tell you, while that was going on Friday night, was it Friday? Friday, I was standing beside Donnie at the back of the room, and Donnie was loving it. He had a big smile on his face. He was loving it.
Yeah, because he wasn't having to go at the refs. No. He knew that the team came.
Donnie sounded like he had a couple of beers. He didn't sound too good on Saturday morning.
He's a good man, Donnie.
Well, it's a three-hour bus ride.
He's
back.
One of the greats.
That would be a fun bus ride.
But you know what? He fronted up. He was good.
Yeah, he's a great man, Donnie.
Poor old Isaiah Papali'i.
Very good mates.
Watching the Matty John show last night on Fox, and the two Tigers at Twoll and Bateman on the couch, and they said that Isaiah Papali'i, when he went to charge down, his calves cramped as he was approaching the charge down, so he couldn't stop, and that's what happened.
That was a dead. What was Tim talking about? That's a penalty every day of the week.
Yeah. We've seen it, and what was it, Good Friday?
Yeah,
you can't do it. Yeah. If you watch the Warriors, there's one game I was watching on the weekend, and the referee is someone. I was on Tanner Boyd. He got two late penalties, and they didn't even make it. They just literally touched him and fell down. As soon as you make contact on a kicker, you're in trouble.
I will say, I think the NRL's reviewed the Luke Brooks push in the back and felt that should have been a penalty.
Okay.
It's come to Monday and they've told us it's a different thing.
Try. Yeah.
Wow, it's going to change the game now.
Anyway.
It's too late. This is the problem with it.
What do you want him to do?
But how do they miss? How does the bunker miss that during the game?
Yeah, well, I saw that replay and I thought there was no try. I thought he was running an escort. But I'm wrong, obviously. Clearly. Did you think it was no try?
I thought it was a penalty to Brooksy every day. You can't push someone in the back.
I think that's what they've arrived at as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Apparently. That's what I'm told.
Are we more confused on this Monday than what we were on Friday about hip drop?
Oh, don't start me, mate. I've been fined already, so don't fire me up.
Where are we landing with it? I get the feeling, and I saw Jared Maxwell at a game. Oh, I was on Easter Monday.
I love seeing him at games.
And I was trying to say, mate, what is the definition
of a
hip drop? And they go, well, we're actually still...
How good is that?
And that's fair enough. Like,
so he's the referee's boss and he doesn't even know what a hip drop is. That's awesome.
No, he does know what it is, but he doesn't, like, they're still trying to, and on the run especially, trying to determine what is and what isn't.
Mm.
And it's difficult. You saw it on the weekend again. You saw ones that you thought were, you saw ones that you thought weren't, and it was the opposite. And
well, it's a bit of luck of the draw, isn't it? Because if you injure someone,
it's such a difficult
invariably
one.
You get charged and penalised. If you don't injure someone, you drop on someone's...
That was the best with, we did the Warriors game, and Jared Wallace went in. It wasn't a hip drop. He went in. They said it was a shoulder charge, but the centre for the Warriors got knocked out from a head clash.
Mm. He got suspended over that, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, he got three games, didn't he?
Wow.
Yeah, three matches, yeah.
So Ali's got
three or four weeks. Yeah, three with early guilty plea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, does that rule him out of Wallaby's contention?
No. He's still got to serve it when he comes back. But
I'm telling you, Woodsy, you are not going to find absolute clear definition with this part of the game.
So I know, mate. No, it's cost me money.
Chill out. It's just going to happen.
That could have been our lunch at Mr. Wong's.
That's all right. You got plenty of money, mate. Don't worry.
But I'm with you, mate. Honestly, there was one on the week. I can't remember who it was, but One of the players went down and grimaced. You could say, oh, that's a hip drop for sure. The player lost his legs that did it.
Mm.
And literally 3 or 4 weeks ago, 10 the bin.
Mm.
Now it's just like, oh, just on report, son.
Yeah, they seem to be. They're not bending as much for even high contact.
But it was like, but as a player, that's what we get frustrated at. It's changed. It was like a couple of years ago, made the magic round, one tiny little bit of contact, 10 the bin.
Yeah.
How'd you go that weekend?
I got head high by my good mate, Jaden Sua. It was good.
He got sent off?
He got 10 in the bin.
Oh, he got 10 in the bin. It's difficult. It seems like that's the NRL way. Have a crackdown first up and then water it down slowly as it all kind of settles.
Oh, mate.
Not the other way, not build up to a crackdown.
It's a joke.
Well, which way? Like, there's going to be a crackdown either way. So would you rather it?
Do you remember the other year when it was a crackdown on blokes not playing the ball properly?
Yeah.
And that lasted, what, 2 rounds?
Mate, some blokes don't even.
I know.
Don't even get close to remotely attempting to play the ball anymore.
I'm on the ref's tip sheet.
I find it really annoying.
I'm on the ref's tip sheet because I used to be one of them. But now I practice it all the time. And then as soon as I see one in the
game.
How do
you know you're on the ref's tip sheet?
Because they tell me. Because I like to talk to the refs during the game. Am I going all right? Because I get penalised a fair bit. Yeah. Or six again. So I'm really trying to. I'll go to Manly. I want to do the right thing.
Running feedback.
Yeah. And then I see him in the game. I go, sir, he didn't use his foot.
They don't even bother with it anymore. Do you ever watch Super League?
Oh, they don't even.
Mate, they're shocking. They just roll the ball between their legs.
They don't even try to lift their leg up.
Right, this is turning into old man tunnel ball stuff here. let's get back on track. Cowboys.
Oh, yes.
Far out.
You can't pick them, can you?
No. They
and that was against Melbourne, too.
Gamble responsibly and stay away from the Cowboys. That would be the message. It was against Melbourne. It was against a couple of key players for Melbourne backing up after a big Origin.
Still 4 days later. That's probably the best time to play.
You go Adelaide, Melbourne.
Yeah, that's true.
Townsville,
that's a long
stinking
trip,
hot day game. Cowboys are very good in the day.
Very good.
Very good. Dry weather football team. Mm. But I still can't get a handle on what they are and what they aren't this season. But good for Toddy Payton to relax his nerves a bit.
Honestly, I tipped him to be top four at the start of the year before a board had been kicked. I thought, with how they went last year, I thought they were outstanding. They unearthed some superstars. Like even yesterday, it was good to see Jeremiah Nenai back from suspension. Helium Lukey is one of the other young kids. You got Leilua that missed a fair chunk of this season. But when they're on, they're a side. You just can't underestimate. Like, mate.
Yeah. Their problem is, I think one of their edges, I'm not sure which one, it's either, I think it might be, which side's Kyle Felt on?
Left.
Their left edge.
Right side
defensively is the worst edge in the entire competition.
Oh, wow.
Defensively.
So that'd be.
You've done some research.
Well, only because of my punters club, because we're taking any time try scorer so on up against them.
Townsend, Hiku, and Felt. Then that was.
And is that Nanai side?
Bellamy. He got a hat-trick yesterday, too. On debut.
Maybe they can fix that.
Is that the Lukey side or the Nanai side?
No, that's Nanai's.
So
Nanai can miss a tackle.
My question is, are the Cowboys, you see one team every couple of years get on this incredible streak in the second half of the competition. Cowboys got that in them?
I think Manly do. Nah, Johnny Jacobs. Slightly biased. I think Cowboys do. And you look at the players they get back. They got, I think, Jason Tamalolo's due back either this week or the week after. Mm. The blokes like Leilua, he's good for a couple of weeks now. Like, it's hard to, the whole, he's been doing a lot of fitness and training. It's just hard to get game fitness.
Yeah.
You got Nenai back. It just looks like Chad Townsend was a lot more confident using Nenai yesterday. They got a really good balance on knowing each other's game. And like you said, it's just a thing for Toddy now, how he works with Helium Lukey and Leilua, how he works with all those guys. I think Griffin Neen's been back from a couple of weeks in injury. They're starting to get their players back and, the rotation that they're going to be their forwards now, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, they're a side you can't underestimate.
I don't think there's any doubt they can get on a roll. They're the sort of side that can string together a lot of wins really, really quickly. So, particularly when they've got everyone available because they've got so many weapons, like that back row, when you think that Lukey, Nanai, and Leilua, one of them's not going to play, and then you stick Tomalolo at lock, I mean, they've got an unbelievable back row.
I'm a big fan of Tommy Dearden, too. I think he's a halfback. Like, you can never underestimate his show and go. He's like Ben Hunt. They've got that real good base about him.
Yeah.
When they show, like, they're so hard to get a hold of.
I've got to say that they've got to start stringing them together soon.
Oh, they put themselves in a
hole. Because they're 4 points out of the 8 now.
Yeah.
And they just need to get on a run soon. You can't leave it to the last 5 rounds.
But they're lucky.
The
competition is close, Reedy.
Yeah.
It's not like there's a few teams out and on their own. There's the competition is that tight. That's probably what's going to be their saving grace. Yeah.
Woodsy, I'm going to end this Monday scrum with a mention of one of the greatest birthday cakes I think I've ever seen from a rugby league point of view.
Oh, yeah.
was the your little guy?
My little fella, yeah. So it was his birthday party on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's his birthday tomorrow, but my wife Sarah made a, I think it was a Sharks versus Manly cake. He's a tragic Sharks supporter.
Yeah.
Thanks to Nico Hines, we used Nico Hines' body and put his head on the top. I can get a photo to our producer and show him what it looked like, but no, it was a great day. You know, it was probably...
I saw you had
we got to get the hit pads out at some of my best work yesterday. So I had myself and big Dave Clemmer. We had about 10 kids line up ready to go. The mums and that weren't too pleased at some of the first shots early on.
Especially once.
Yeah, we got busted. I probably got about 8 weeks suspension. Clem got about 20. Especially when Clem's young fella ran at him. I felt sorry for young DJ, but no, it was good fun, mate. The kids are outstanding.
How good. Reedy, good luck with a little makeup job on 360 tonight on your own.
Do you want me to book Mr. Wong's for Fortnite?
you can book it. Yeah, we'll but if you win,
I'm just checking, mate.
No. What if New South Wales win?
Well,
so it's your shout the first time.
Okay. All
right.
Let's see.
Mate, either way, we're going to have a great feed, boys.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Charlie's like pumped up.
Well, you blokes book. It's none of you blokes pay.
James Gray. Not having breakfast that morning, that's for sure. Gents, thank you. Have a good week. That was the Monday Scrum.
Triple M Footy lives on Listener, thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.